cut back off of it and salt it down and dry.
Okay.
Just don't keep. Like last I tried it, time you take put you didn't take it be strong, couldn't you? I was feeding the hog, you bought it there. That packing house can, you know, saw dry and cured, but they got the cold storage that where they're keeping in the cold storage all that. Way back years ago they had old ice plant there, see, I used to cure mine then and have it cured all the time. I never lost it that way. They put the salt and then go get you and wash it off yourself and, you know, smoke it or paint it, which you'd rather do. I never lost a piece of me, so I carried it down there. It was always good. But to have planted lace and I carried one up there, I didn't like it at all. He wouldn't have kept. That's all was said. We had to put it in deep freeze. They didn't cure it like you did. When they brought it down yonder, all you had to do is hang it up and smoke out. You wouldn't want to lose it. I had hams cured that weighed 40 pound a piece and never did lose them.
We used to kill hogs.
I used to sell them,
you know, sell the hams and the shoulders and the backbones and the spare ribs. A lot of times we'd sell that, you know, there'd be a lot of trimmings left in it. Well, I'd make sausage of that trimmings and fry it to grease, and we could use that grease then. My husband and I both could. But now he's got a bad stomach trouble and he can't eat, you know, just anything. And we don't fool with curing them no more.
Did you ever hear making anything out of the liver by cooking and grinding up the hog's liver?
No, but you can do it.
What's that
called? Liver cheese. You grind the liver in there. You called the hashes a while ago, you know, the lungs. You grind it up in the heart and cook it, you boil it first and then grind it up. And put a little bit of juice in it and mold it. It makes molds into sauce or liver cheese, anywhere you want to. But we like it just to fry it, you know, make gravy with it. The liver. And I like the lights, what I call a hash a while ago. I like that to boil and parboil it and liver down and boil them real low. It's real good eating.
Did you ever hear of something called scrapple or pawn hoss?
Scrapple, that's a...
Scrapple?
That's a... what you call it, Murray? What you dig a pond with? Yeah, road slip or scrape, as these ones called him.
You talk about something to move dirt with?
No, it's something that you can make from the souse or something.
Make what?
That you can make from the souse meat.
Oh, she's talking about meat. I thought you were talking about the farm. Now, I made side meat where I would cook mine. I just cook it till it's done, you know. Cleaned it, of course, and washed off and everything. And then put it in a big container and cook it till it's done. And don't let it be too, you know, too done, because you have to cook it till you stick it good with a fork, you know. and then grind it up and take some of the water that you had cooked out of the sauce. And out of the hog head and feet. Grind it up and they take that water and mix it up in it and put sage and pepper, sausage seasoning, pepper and salt.